Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mic'd in Bed. I'm Josh.
Yeah, I'm Jasmine.
And this is our 49th episode. And 49 episodes of that. So, this is also our final episode that we are recording from our current location.
Why'd you hesitate? Like, this is also our
trying to phrase it.
Final episode.
Build tension, you know.
Oh my god.
What is happening? Do you need a minute?
I'm sorry.
Good lord.
Yes, this is our final episode from this particular home.
This particular home, we have made our measurements. We have scoped out our new home, and we'll be there soon.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty exciting. Lots of things to talk about there.
The second to last Sunday?
Second to last? No.
Wait.
Last Sunday. Wait, no.
It isn't.
Next one's the last one.
I said second to
last.
I
know, but I was confused.
I was correct the first time. Don't correct me.
I'm sorry. Damn. Ow.
I can count. No, it's the last.
How was your week?
It was fine. It was okay.
It was okay.
And I got a visit from Aunt Flo, and I've been
a little testy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're gonna power through this one. Be in better spirits for episode 50.
That's what I told you. I mean, you should be happy this is happening now and not during the move. Like, could you imagine me during the move?
No, because I've seen it. I've seen a move with you 8 months plus pregnant being very mean to people.
But that won't happen this time because, like, I'm getting it over now, so by next weekend, I'll be good to go. It'll be our last weekend in this place, so, you know.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Should I ask, what didn't irk your soul this week?
What didn't irk my soul?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I just get very, like, everything irritates me this time of the month. I'm sorry. I'm someone where you just need to leave me alone. You either need to get me chocolate. No, actually, get me chocolate and still leave me alone.
Like, I tried to give this woman a hug and you would have thought that I committed some kind of crime.
It's a busy week at work. Imagine how I'm gonna have to.
You're gonna be real mean.
No, but I can't, because, like, I'm over too many people, so I gotta be able to, like, walk in there, like, hi!
People can tell.
I know, my eye's gonna be twitching.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. No, I'll make it work. I'll make it work. It's just one of those weeks, I think. Yeah, everything irritated me, but that's because, again, yeah, that time of the month. But I'm trying to think what actually fully irked my soul, though. I feel like everything irked my soul.
Yeah, that's why I phrased my question that way.
Yeah. Like, every little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what irked my soul? Punching myself in the chest while trying to roll my sleeve up.
That was funny.
You laughed at that, and that's how I know that it's that time of the month, because there was no... It's an audible ow. I made it funnier to you.
I didn't even ask if you were okay.
No, I just laughed. My peck hurts. It was like 30 seconds before we started. It's a good thing I didn't do that at the beginning. That would have been rough.
Yeah, you're all right, though.
Yeah, thanks. It's still sore, but
it was also funny to witness.
I'm sure it was.
So, there we go. That's my mood.
So, we've been MIA the past few weeks, and that's because we are actively
We've been doing our packing. Best. Yeah, so we usually record on the weekends.
Yes, because, yeah.
But because we have two toddlers, we have to use the weekends to pack.
Yep.
Because during the work week, we're working, we got the kids. It's just too much to try to pack with them running around.
Exactly.
Not saying that they still aren't running around on the weekends, because they are, because, you know, no village. And yep. But it's the only time where I'm home all day.
Mm-hmm.
You're home all day, and we don't have, like, work things.
Yep.
And so we've been using the weekends to pack, therefore we're not, yeah, really dedicating any time to the podcast. But all for good reason. Just want to make sure we have a smooth move.
We'll be bouncing back once we get settled in the new place, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a lot because we don't want it to be a lot the day of.
Yeah.
You know, we're very
into... We're going out of our way to make sure it won't be too difficult.
Yeah, I basically made friends with the person doing our move or texting. It was very adorable and weird probably at the same time. But, you know, I told the moving company, like, mm-hmm. the guy I was texting, we're going to be really organized. And I'm eager to see the looks on the team's faces when they see just how organized we actually are.
Are you talking about what I did to the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a Tetris board of supreme organization.
Listen. We have toddlers, so like
we sure
having
do.
Boxes around in the house isn't an option.
Nope.
So I told you, get your car out of the garage, so there's now the storage place for all the boxes.
Yep.
And I've made it in such a way that you can walk in between the rows.
Yes.
Everything's labeled and organized by which room they are going to in the new house.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a thing of beauty to witness the organizational ability that you have.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I couldn't function any other way.
No, you couldn't. I couldn't imagine a fly by the seat of your pants move. That's just not.
That's not happening.
It's not in the cards.
No, I'm in it. It's not happening.
And the efficiency, like we will be moved, and within 48 hours, everything will be where it needs to be in the new place. That's exactly what's gonna happen. We may be up till 3 a.m.
Oh yeah, I will.
But
say,
it's all gonna be.
But see, that's just how I was raised. Like,
yes.
When you move, you get stuff unpacked. You get rid of those bots. Like, it's a whole process. Like, usually by the end of the weekend, because most people do move over a weekend.
Yeah.
We're moving on a weekday, but it's close enough that it's technically a weekend.
It rolls into the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, but like by the end of that weekend, everyone pretty much thinks you've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's completely... Yeah. And it's the
like
exact...
No one would suspect you just moved.
It's the exact opposite of how I grew up. Because we moved... We didn't move often, but when we did, it was, you know, they could move us at will. And when they did, we basically had a... We literally referred to it as the room of boxes. And 60% of the stuff would go into the room of boxes and never see the light of day. Yeah.
No, that would... No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. First off, there is no such thing as a room of boxes.
Room of boxes.
What happened to that room then?
What do you mean?
So the room wasn't used?
So here's what the room
was. Was it like a basement? Like what?
It was in the basement. So we had a finished basement. The parsonage we moved into in Hanover when my dad got appointed there. And there was the like carpeted living basement space, which was decently large. It was, you know, short, but it was large. And then there was the laundry room on this side, and then the room of boxes, which was concrete floor. We had a ping pong table there that was gifted to us by the previous family who lived there. And surrounding that ping pong table, like a stadium, were all the boxes. And that was the room of boxes. And it really sucked playing ping pong in there, because sometimes we would lose ping pong balls in the depths
of
the box.
Well, first off, no, that's not happening. That's like, so you would go into the room to play ping pong but not unpack the boxes?
Yes, that's correct. that was...
So then throw the boxes away with the stuff in them. Because clearly you don't need the stuff.
I know that now. But when you grow up this way, it's... Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I know.
It never happened.
I know.
Mm-mm.
It's making you anxious.
It is. It's making me very... Actually, my body is like...
You should ask my sister sometime. It's a trip. That room box is...
That just seems awful.
It was.
And no offense to people who do that. Like, I know it's hard to move and you don't have all the time. Especially if you have more than, like, one or two kids. I feel like it's... I couldn't imagine trying to, like...
But the way the room of boxes looked when we moved in there in the summer of 2001 versus how it looked when we moved out in 2007, it was... pretty much the same.
That's
just a few
just,
more boxes.
Throw it away, then. Throw it away.
You're preaching to the choir now.
Do you know how much stuff we donated? You made a joke that we're downsizing to move to a bigger...
Yeah, downsizing to move to a bigger house. That's pretty much what's happening. I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't like stuff.
No, I know.
Like, too much stuff, it makes me anxious, it feels like it's cluttered, I don't like stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't either, you know.
Yeah. And so, we did a deep declutter. Like, we went through every room.
Yeah.
That's what we did in February. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Because we didn't feel the need to pack right away.
Some in early March, too.
Yeah, so we spent most of February and, like, that first week of March decluttering the entire house room by room.
Yep. We sure did.
Again, only on the weekends because
that's all we got.
Tried doing that on the weekday with, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did it on the weekends, but we got rid of a lot. And we're still waiting to get rid of stuff. We have furniture that we no longer need that we're waiting to see if people want.
Yeah.
So, like, and not by say no longer need, I just mean, like, it doesn't, we have no use for it.
No. It's clutter.
Like,
I mean,
if we bring it, it's going to sit somewhere and not be used.
Yeah.
So to me, we might as well get rid of it.
And imagine that times like 5,000.
No,
and you've got the room of boxes.
No, thank you.
That's what that was.
No. Not in this house. Not in the new house. Not in any house that you're going to live in with me. So, no.
I'm sure you remember, though, being little and being told you have to move and then trying to piece together all that that means. And I feel like in some ways that's been at least, you know, one of my biggest challenges with the move itself. Like, all the logistical things, all the decluttering, you know, the lifting, moving things, that's all well and good, but, you know, going through a move with a toddler who is well aware of what's happening and just trying to figure it out, that's, you know...
No, I'm sorry. I was looking at the monitor and our youngest was like, I don't know what to
what
even call
that.
What
is that? Is that like...
I don't know. She's like doing the worm in our crib. It's weird. I'm sorry. But I agree. Apparently she does too. I do. I feel bad for our oldest who is trying, like, it's, like, he knows, like, he understands we're moving. He was playing, was it today or yesterday? He was playing, like, moving. So he, like, made a truck, and he was, like, packing up all the toys and putting it in the truck. He's like, Mama, I'm moving. And I was like, oh, okay, you're just throwing stuff at me. You're not really organized.
Doing it my family's way.
But he was, like, packing what he called packing and was putting it in the little pretend truck that he made. And he's like, I gotta put myself in the truck, Mama. Mom's like, okay. And so, like, he knows and that we're moving, but I think because he's just seeing things disappear, that he's like, what's happening to this stuff?
Yeah.
And it's making him very anxious.
Because he does, you know, he values his toys and his things, and he doesn't want...
And we don't keep a lot of toys in the house. That was some of the stuff we got rid of when we meant, like, declutter. We don't need a lot of toys. But, like, the toys that we do keep, we kept them because they're toys that, like, he likes and that he enjoys and he plays with often. But we did pack some of those things. And I think he just, like, where's my stuff?
Yeah.
And so we explained to him, oh, we just packed it because it's going to the new house. But now he's, like, so anxious because he's, like, when are we going to the new house? And so we had to make a little countdown to help him understand mm-hmm. kind of how far away the move is. Because yeah. every morning he's like, we move today?
Yeah, because he sees stuff, you know, disappearing.
Doing it again. He sees less and less stuff. Oh my God. So he's just kind of trying to figure it out. And yeah, we're just trying to get the stuff so that kids aren't climbing on boxes.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't understand. We're just putting them in the garage for right now. To him, it's like they're just vanishing.
Yeah.
There's no explanation for it. So that poor kid. Also, because we went to go see the new house.
Yeah. We did.
Which
without
was our
the
first
kids.
Time seeing it. Without, yep, without the kids. It was our first time seeing it because it was being built. We don't have that kind of money, by the way. We're renting.
Yeah,
we didn't
we
have
can't
a house built.
Buy a house yet. No.
we're your typical millennial.
Yeah,
okay?
We
no.
can't do that yet.
Just I want to clarify.
If we had a village, maybe.
Maybe.
But...
You know, we're not one of those millennials who parents pay our down payment. So you and I took some time to go out to go see the place because one, we hadn't seen it. We just committed to a unit that we hadn't seen, but we were just like, sure, you're building it. We can, okay, fine. And we hadn't seen it. And I'm happy we went because we would have made some mistakes.
Yeah, we would have. We had to do that.
Yeah, so it was really good that we went and we got all the measurements. And I felt like you were like a kid in the candy store going into the new place.
Well, yeah, I'm big on views. I am a sucker for a good view, and they're plentiful in the new place, which I was very happy about. I was happy with the kind of study room
mm-hmm.
and the way that that's going to be set up and organized. And I was very pleasantly surprised at the backyard. I was expecting it to be a pretty steep downslope. There's plenty of level ground for the kiddos
ground,
to play.
Which I'll like. And that's the thing we keep... So they're going to have a playroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we keep telling him that again. Hopefully that it will help him kind of with some of the anxiety. Because clearly he's worried. Like,
oh, yeah,
help
he's worried.
Help him kind of go deal with some of that. And like, hey, you're going to have a playroom. That's where all your toys are going to be. So, but he's still, I think, still trying to process a lot of it. But he'll be very excited when he sees that he does have actually somewhere to play in the back.
Because
we do not have that here. Yeah, but we're doing our best. We're explaining things to him when we can. And I hope I feel like when he gets there, he's going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I think it'll take him a few days. I think he'll be a little overwhelmed, a little intimidated. But I think once he's there for like 3, 4, 5 days, he'll start to feel like home.
I think he will too. And the kids are sharing a room. They're currently sharing a room. We did that in February.
Yep,
that
was
transition.
One of the best choices we've made.
Yeah, because we knew they were going to share a room in the new place in order for them to have a playroom, which he responded to very well. I think he actually likes having her in there with him. He's mm-hmm. He doesn't really particularly like being alone at all.
Yeah.
And so having her in there, I think he enjoys. I think he's getting used to, though. That means she can touch stuff.
I think.
Stuff. And so he's adjusting to that.
The feeling's mutual, though. I think the extrovert in her is just
tickled. Oh, yeah, she loves it. Yeah. She's
there.
Usually, when I go in there to get them in the morning, she's like standing up and smiling at him. And he's just kind of under his blanket, like, what the heck?
Hey, brother.
when we turn her crib into a toddler, but I'm telling
it's gonna,
you,
all
she's
bets
gonna
are
scare
off.
The crap out of him every night. She's just gonna go over there and a poor child.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the new place looks great.
It does.
Really good. We're both very excited. You very much excited about the views and backyard. Me excited about the pantry.
Yeah. A nice pantry, I'll give you that.
It's
a
really
good
nice
pantry.
I'm used to just basically getting like those little side closets.
Yeah, no, this
just,
is
like
a,
make it work. But no, this is an actual
walk
pantry.
Into it, and
so I'm really excited about having that space.
There's a nice deck. I can
do
some
really
grilling.
Nice deck. And you know, I never realized how much I appreciated like overhead lighting.
Yeah.
Until we moved into a place that required lamps in every room because there's no overhead.
None.
Like, and I'm not saying that's necessary in a place, But there's a light switch in every room that doesn't do anything.
Yep.
Because there's no lighting anywhere. Like, it does absolutely nothing. And I don't know why it's there. Like, why is it there?
I don't know. I think it's just, like, outlet related.
It's just
like,
weird.
Here, make sure the TV is always...
Oh, my God. It's weird. Yeah. But in the new place, we have that lighting, so we don't need lamps. Oh, my. I'm just... Lamps take up space. Also, with toddlers, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Because they try to climb them. So I am very happy that we don't need to bring any lamps with us. And again, another thing we're getting rid of because we just don't need them. So that's something that made me really happy. Oh, and ceiling fans. That made me really happy too.
Yeah, we haven't had those since Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know.
So that's nice to have.
Yeah.
What of all those features are you most excited about? If you can pick one.
I'd say the kitchen.
Yeah. It's a big ass kitchen.
Yes. And it's like, I love to cook and bake. Mm-hmm. And I feel like our oldest likes to do it when there's space, but yep. Usually we're a little crowded in this kitchen. So I think he's going to have more fun in the new kitchen. I'm also excited to get my electric kettle back out because.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a tea girly, and we didn't really have space for it here, so
no.
I had to use the disgusting coffee maker to get water. And there's nothing like brown water to make your tea. Even after you rinse it multiple times, still a little hint of coffee. But it's all good. I have my kettle.
Yeah.
Very happy about it. Separate my tea from your coffee.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm most excited about the kitchen. I will say I like the amount of windows in the living room.
Yeah.
But I am most excited about the kitchen.
I would be lying if I said that I wasn't most excited about the study, because I can actually record like quality music audio for the first time in years.
Yeah, it was really quiet. So we're moving to like a newer development, so they're still building units, like they're building townhomes, and we went in there because you could hear it when we were outside. Like, you could hear like the hammering, the moving of crap, them talking to each other.
Yep.
We shut the door and it was like nothing.
Yeah, crickets.
Yeah. And I was like, crazy. That is really good, because I was a little concerned. I was like, oh, I wonder how loud it's going to be with the kids.
Yeah, it's a little echoey, but once I get, you know...
Oh, it's echoey because there's no furniture in there.
Yeah, once we get all the things in, it's going to be just fine, and I won't disturb anyone, you know? So I'm looking forward to that, but I would say a close second is the kids having that playroom means zero toys anywhere else.
Besides the kitchen, because they're playing kitchen.
Yeah, besides the play kitchen. But that looks enough, appealing enough that that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the playroom. I think they're really going to like the playroom, and knowing that they have a space that they can get messy and I won't, like, cringe.
Yep.
Every single time.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just nice having a designated space, and it'd be nice to get our living room back.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I'm sure they're still going to...
They'll find a way.
You're still going to find a way to make the living room turn chairs over or something. They'll find something. But I'm just looking forward to, like, for the most part, having a living room that's not full of toys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to them having that in a contained space that works for everyone. So that'll be good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good stuff. Exciting times. What are some of your fondest memories of our current location?
I mean, both of our kids had their first birthdays here, so that's
true.
That's something I'll remember here.
Yeah, I mean, quality of, you know, like, the area.
But, I mean... I don't know. The kids had a lot of milestones in this
place.
Like,
they
our youngest, this is all she's known.
Yep.
Our oldest, he's lived somewhere else, but he probably has no memory of it.
No.
So this is all he's really known.
Yeah.
So this will be a transition, a huge one for him.
Yeah,
because, like,
absolutely.
He considers this home. And if we go anywhere else, it's like, oh, well, that's not home. So it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
To see what happens when we move, but
change is weird when you're little. I remember I was like 4 or 5, and we traded in a white Oldsmobile, because that was the family car, for a Jeep Grand Cherokee, which I ended up driving like in high school, but that's beside the point. And I remember crying in the new Jeep because I was so upset that the Oldsmobile was gone. And this is a white Oldsmobile we're talking about. But for whatever reason, that, yeah.
Oh, I know where he gets it from now.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, you know, been trying to work with him on understanding, you know.
I get excited about things like this because it's a chance for me to organize and throw things away.
Yes. And I've been set up to throw away. A new space. Like, you love interior work in general.
Yeah, but I'm very Scandinavian.
Well, I know that.
And so you help balance it out, because if I had it my way. Not saying it would be cold, but it would be, you'd be borderline.
You know what, though? Remember when we were looking at houses when we had thought about moving to Connecticut? The most Scandinavian one was the one that I really wanted.
And I hated it.
And you hated it.
Because, like, it was just too... It was, like, I can appreciate Scandinavian furniture and things just being simple. But that whole house, it was just too modern. It was too, like, sharp lines. And, like, you look, if you were half asleep, you would die going down the stairs. Like, it was, it was too much. I did not appreciate it. I like a lot of the colonials.
Oh, yeah. I can appreciate those.
But, yeah, no, that was way too much. I could not. But, yeah, you were in love with that house, and I was like, no, thank you. You won't get me in that.
See, I don't mind Scandinavian. I just want, you know, hits of color here and there.
I've gotten the right better. Amount.
You have.
Even though I have bought a lot of black.
A lot of black. You were really excited when the chairs I found at Target were black.
I was. Yeah.
Like, yes.
I let you have the... And so let me make one thing clear. I love mid-century modern stuff, too. Mm-hmm. I just have an issue with color.
Yeah.
So I let you have those mid-century modern yellow chairs that we currently have.
Which look nice in the house.
Which got ruined
until the children destroyed them.
What, a month of having them? Because we have toddlers.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Not saying you can't have color when you have children, but like, it was just like...
You can't have color when you have children. You really can't.
Some people do. People have like white furniture and white. And I don't know how
more
they
power
do it,
to
but
them.
They have stuff.
Like maybe that. There's like a weird spill guard that they have on those.
Probably.
Keep club soda.
Yeah,
we
have fancy
everywhere.
Sofas.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but... Yeah, just like, I guess, like the milestones with the kids. Like, both kids learn to walk here. Just little things like that.
Yeah.
Like, those are the memories. But I tend to not get attached to places, so it's very easy for me to leave a place, like a stationary building. Like, I can get attached to, like, towns and cities.
Yeah,
and
leaving Pittsburgh
like that,
was.
Because leaving Pittsburgh
hard.
Was hard for me. Leaving Leeds when I lived there was very hard for me.
Yeah.
Leaving this area was not. But
no.
But there's certain places I can get attached to places in terms of like cities and towns and stuff, but not actual like homes.
Yeah.
So I don't typically have a hard time saying goodbye to a house or an apartment or whatever, because it's just
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah. I agree, and I've definitely been more in that line of thought, I think, since we've been together. Because it's more about us and our family than a place.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm sure I'll feel...
It's also, like, how you're raised, too, though, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, for me, like, I don't have an attachment to things in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, material things I don't tend to really care about. I don't tend to hesitate to donate things, to give things away. They're just things at the end of the day.
Yep.
And I can't take them with me when I die, so why be so uptight about them while I'm here?
Yeah.
And so I tend to let things go. And again, I don't like clutter. I think better in like clutter-free spaces. So it's, that translates to like moving places. Cause like, again, it's like a thing. I try to just hold on to those memories, not necessarily the things.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I don't think, you know, whenever we are ready to move again, into a home of our own, I'm sure it'll be similar kind of feeling, just ready to embrace it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'll be even more excited because we don't plan on moving again until we're able to buy. And we pretty much have a neighborhood picked out. So we'll just be waiting until there's a home available in that neighborhood and we can afford it.
Yep. Absolutely.
So that's what we'll be doing. But yeah, this second to last weekend and looking forward to new beginnings in the new place. Telling you all what it was like moving, because those are always fun stories. Because something always happens.
Always.
It can be as smooth as you want, and then something always happens. I'm interested to see what our something will be.
We'll make a good story no matter what. Got a good toddler quote that you refused to answer the other day.
Wasn't that today? That kinda... was this morning.
No, was it?
Yes.
Oh. So, we're sitting at the table at
it's
breakfast.
It's like 7:40
and it's really early, and I'm like, barely awake.
I haven't had any caffeine.
Yep.
I'm just sitting there, got the kids ready. We're downstairs. I'm running laundry to the washing machine. Like, I'm doing all
you
the
sit
things.
Down,
and I sit down
and
for,
our
like,
oldest,
a couple of minutes.
Our oldest says, "Why are there so many mamas?"
Yes.
Yeah. And you didn't answer.
I looked at him and I was like, buddy, I'm sorry. I just can't right now. I was crampy. Like, there was like a lot. And he just asked that.
He's at that stage now where he's asking why.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes. Why are there so many mamas? And I'm just like, no, it's too early. It's like, no.
I almost had to explain the menstrual cycle to him because he wanted to watch Turning Red. And I'm like, oh, okay, we've watched that a million times.
Yeah.
And he was asking some questions. He didn't really dive into the menstrual cycle, but he was asking like, well.
Oh, like when her mom thinks.
Yeah.
She got her period, but she's actually got her.
But it was the few scenes before that. Like, why is she turning into a panda? Like, what's going on?
Well, she's just becoming, like, she's going through a lot of
that's what I told
him. Emotional development.
Yeah, she's changing. She's going from a girl to a woman. That's, you know, she's growing up and things are changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's the best I could do.
I just sort of told him that, like you said, things are changing.
Yeah.
She's experiencing life a little bit differently.
Yep.
And that comes with a lot of feelings.
Yep. For her and her mom.
Yeah. And it's the same for other kids as well. It's not just a woman.
Yeah, no, that's true. I know.
But, yeah. I thought you meant because of me. I was like, did I say something?
No.
I was really talking about tampons, but...
Yeah.
That was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess because he asked for a tampon.
Yep, he said he needed one.
And I was like, buddy, I don't...
I don't think so.
Nope. Yeah.
Well, that's our show for the week. You will hear from us next when we are moved and settled in our new place. So we'll probably be gone for a few weeks' time, but we've got a back catalog of this and 48 other episodes to enjoy if you haven't already. Follow us on the gram as well. We'll try to update when we can at some point. Keep you filled in on what went right, what went wrong, all the above. And we'll catch you later. Take care, everybody.